I'm asking you if your workplace pays distinct months. Do they get, you know, food stuff? I don't know. What happens in your own place of work? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Mm-hmm. Why are we talking only for the government workers? We, the business people, are there nothing for all for the government and other... I won't just ask so.
Government is supposed to give you something where you get business.
By the way, my name is Eze, calling from Odogbolu.
Eze, thank you.
Supposed to have a benefit from the government now. We, the ordinary citizen, that doesn't have any work doing.
Well, but we're not asking about government benefits. We're just talking about, you know, what happens at the end of the month.
Okay, for my own business line, my customers, I'm in Lagos, because I buy from them.
Okay.
At times they give me.
Okay.
At times they do not give, they won't give me.
Okay.
But I only do one thing. If you give me, I will patronize you well.
What business do you do? What business do you do?
If they didn't give me, then you will be calling me, I will answer you.
What business do you do?
I did electrical material.
Okay, okay.
And I know the amount I spend in my major customers in Lagos. So I'm expecting something from them.
Okay.
I will not talk to them. I will not ask them. But when you pretend as if you don't know what you're supposed to do, then when the other year now come now, I now pretend as if I did not see you again. I now find a new customer, and the new customer will like to do me well, so that I will continue my business with him, because I know how much I take to market every week.
I see.
So if you deny yourself that money, then that's your something that's supposed to do. Then I will deny you of me giving you my money.
Okay, so that's for your customers. How about the people that work for you? Do you have people that work for you?
I will make sure I did what I supposed to do. Right now, I bought some chickens.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That I want to give to them.
Okay.
And for my customers who buy from me, who buy Better Market, or not, they come and buy something that don't want any money, and you expect a big something from me. So I know how I compensate my customers. Yeah?
Okay.
They did not do their duty. I will do my own duty on them. I'm withdrawing from them. That's just what I do. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Very tit for tat there. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Good evening. What's your name?
I'm Adesina.
Adesina, good to have you on the show. What happens where you work?
I'm working at a private company.
Okay.
We have been given 16 dirika of rice.
Okay.
With 1 liter of groundnut oil.
Okay.
So I really appreciate my boss for doing that to all his staff.
Okay. Okay.
Compliment of the season to him.
Compliments of the season to your boss. And thank you very much for calling to share that with us. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
It's Busayo.
Busayo. What happens where you work, Busayo?
Yeah, I work with Lagos State.
Okay.
And our governor is from McDonald's and also giving us 30% of our basic salary.
Okay.
Alongside bags of rice.
Okay.
It depends on your level.
Mm.
As for me, I'm on level 12. I was given half bag of rice and some other things. And we are given the opportunity to write submission for welfare package.
Okay.
Where they give us things for the end of the year. So... that's what's happening in Lagos State.
Be like I could come begin work for Lagos State too. Busaya, thanks for calling us. 99.3, hello. Hello? Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, what's your name?
This is Vicky.
Vicky, what happens where you work?
Okay, so I'm a civil servant. I work for federal government.
Okay.
So basically, they give us 13 months, right?
Okay.
And then over the years, they usually give us bag of rice. So, but this year, we never spend it. You know, like they touch everybody this year.
They touch everybody and they tell you. So, like, is it a full bag or half bag?
Yeah, so 50 kg rice. So,
goddamn.
I mean, you know, but I mean, we're hearing rumors here and there that they'll still give us, but today's already 22.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody gave us before Christmas.
Yeah.
But as of today, that I left the office, so they never shared anything. So I don't know what happened.
Go and ask. Maybe they don't
honestly,
share.
Mm-hmm. See, that guy, when I started working there, I didn't used to share about my rights. So I used to share my rights in the office to, like, you know, like cleaners, you know, like security people.
Yeah.
But these days, hey, I say, please, when are they sharing my rights? I said, in fact, last year, I'm always shouting in the office. They don't even share rights this year. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kennedy.
Good to have you on the show, Kennedy. Welcome. What happens where you work?
Well, Sandra, you need to come and see where people are working. And at the end of the year now, they only give them one paint rubber of rice.
Okay.
You see that now? So, for people to take home, despite of the dangers of the danger of the work, where the place is black, people are with carbons and everything.
Oh, what do you do, or where do you work? If you don't mind me asking.
Is at Ogun State now.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, there are carbons and everything that is in jail and everything.
Oh, you work in a factory?
Yes, in a factory.
I see. And at the end of the year, they give you a bag of rice.
Just one paint of rice.
One paint of rice. Well, I mean, there are some that don't even give anything at all. So your own still better pass, sir.
You need to come and see the place. The place is, what I'm saying. If you see it yourself, you say, while others are giving them milk and everything to compliment. See, this human being walking a block from head to toe.
Ooh.
And in the end, when they get home, what would they do? What would they use? Nothing.
But they shall pay salary, shall they?
They are trying.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, there's really no law that says, you know, they have to do something at the end of the year. People just use their church mind with these things. That's also what differentiates companies from the other. That's what makes people say, oh, I want to work for this company. I don't want to work for this one. Like, nah, I want to work for Lagos State Government because you used to file for a welfare package. You understand? you know, so it's really just about the philosophy of the organization, right? Like, you know, do they care about the staff? What do they do to say to the staff, we care about you, we love you, we appreciate all the work you've done during the year. Merry Christmas. Take this one and go and, you know, relax yourself, you know. That's it really. And they're not mandated to do it, but some people do it. Some people do it better than others. So in other organizations, they give you that 13th month plus a lot of bobo tigbo, you know. And in some places, they just give you a bit of food. In other places, they're just the end of your party. That's it. Come and chop and go. In other places, they don't anyone. They don't do at all. No end of your party. No food. No nothing. You just, you know, just come and work like it's any other day and then go home, you know. In places like that, morale is probably lower. There's no research. This is very anecdotal. There's no research to back up what I'm saying. But you find that, you may find that morale is probably lower in a place like that than in places where they let them fill out welfare package forms, for instance. Just random example there. But Busaya, sorry, I'm using your example. But hey, this is an easy business segment. Let's just find out what happens in different places of work. We've even had a businessman call us and tell us that for his own staff, he wants to give them chicken. So he deals in electronics, right? And he says that for him, he wants to give his staff chickens. I didn't even consider the angle of, well, what do businesses do for other businesses? And he talked to me about the people he buys his electronics from and his electrical equipment, electricals from. And he says, if you do me well end of the year, I will be loyal to you in the coming year. If you don't do me well, I don't know you in the coming year. So I didn't even consider that angle. So for the business people who are listening, also call me and talk to me about that. Is that something you share, or do you not care if a business is nice to you or gives you like complimentary stuff at the end of the year? Because hampers are like speeding off of counters, and they're going to different businesses, different clients, exchanging, etc. Do things like that mean something to you as a business owner, as a businessman, as a businesswoman? What happens? Does your workplace pay 13th month? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Michael.
Michael, can you turn your radio off, please?
Okay, let me get out of here.
All right, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Am I okay there?
You're still here. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I work for the federal government of Nigeria. I'm a security personnel.
Okay.
But this is my 29 years in service.
Okay.
They have never given us even a dime, okay, or even a grain of rice.
Oh, okay.
And we are used to it. So this life goes on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So he's a security personnel, says I've never gotten it. But we had another person who works for the federal government who told us that, she gets rice and she gets 13th month. So that's interesting. That's very interesting. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, good to have you on the show.
Yes, Chinonye.
Welcome to Balogun and Broad. What happens in your place of work?
Where I'm working before is a supermarket. Mm. So they used to pay me like 30K. But once in there, but they will pay me 60.
They'll pay you 50?
60, yes, times 2.
Oh, times 2, nice.
60, that's how they pay us. Then from you, I want to give my own giveaway.
Okay.
For color.
You want to give giveaway for colors?
No, one color, it's recharge card, 1,000.
Oh, you want to give one color recharge card, 1,000? Okay, do you have a color in mind?
Yes.
Who is the color?
There's one lady, her name is Nani. My name is Sid.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. She doesn't normally call like that. But I don't know how to give.
Oh, I don't even know how you will do it.
But know what? I'll buy the card. I will call it for you offline. Anytime she call, you can send it to her. I can give it to her.
Okay.
I don't know the network. Just let me. Anytime she calls, I don't know. Anytime she calls, ask her the network, then I will buy it and I'll send it.
How will I know she's the one? Do you know how many Nonyes?
Any Nonyes.
I'm sick now. Give it to me now.
No, Sandra, you own a chin. I don't forget. You own a chin.
All right. No problem. As soon as any Nonye calls.
Anytime any Nonye calls, but that particular woman, that's what I want to give. That's who I want to give.
Okay. Yes. I think I know the woman you're talking about, but thank you very much for calling. And I think it's very nice that a supermarket would double the salary at the end of the year. That's very, very nice. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Wow, first time calling.
Yay, I'm glad to get
Merry
you.
Merry Xmas,
same
Sandra.
Same to you.
And all the crew of Nigeria Info.
Thank you.
You guys are doing wonderfully well.
Thank you.
You're entertaining us, educating us, and, doing a whole lot of things, changing lives.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless you as well. Thank you.
Sandra, I'm a business person, so not like the topic on ground, with respect to, giving back to your customers or
your
workers.
Staff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have some, you know, as an Igbo person now, they say this is a kind of food, they do boy kind of food.
Okay.
I have some staff that work with me, then I have some boys, you know, that actually stay with me that I will settle after, you know, a number of years.
Yes, okay.
But for those staff that work with me, that work for me, we iron normally at the end of the year, I buy half a bag of rice for each and every one of them.
Oh, nice. What are you dealing? Yes. What's your business?
Stationaries.
Stationary. Nice.
Stationaries, yeah.
Okay, nice, okay.
So, and also, our customers, and that has been a kind of a trend.
Okay.
We usually, you know, give back to them at end of every season, every business season, every business year.
Okay.
We buy gifts, you know, of various types, depending on the capacity, on the quality of the customer. Yeah, you know.
Okay.
So sometimes if you buy price before what, some could be 20,000, some could be 30,000, some could be 10,000, and all that. You know, we kind of, you know, range. Put them in range and based on their capacity, their respective capacity, and that's how we do. But for last year, I didn't give because last year was a bit tough.
No more last year.
But hopefully this year, by the grace of God, I'm actually going to give out.
Okay.
Even though things are not really very good. So
yeah. All right.
That's been the trend.
Where is your business?
Some of our suppliers also give us.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You know, so
where do you have your business? Where do you have your business in case customers are listening to you? Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling us today. Huh?
You're welcome, Sandra.
Bye. Let's take a look at WhatsApp messages. If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts business segment, Balogun and Broad. So we're getting calls from Balogun Street. We're getting calls from Broad Street. And they're talking to us about what happens where they work at the end of the year. Business owners are calling us to tell us what they do as business owners, why they do what they do as business owners. And then people who work for those businesses are calling us as well to talk to us about what happens where they work. So private businesses, government businesses, even though government work cannot exactly be referred to as a business. Sandra, now I work for myself, but my former employer did 13 months and they always do a project bonus. Great guys, Adebola, with that message. As for me, I'm still expecting my boss, because last year, nothing day. We don't know yet. That's anonymous with that message on WhatsApp. Good evening, my president. I work with Dettol. We haven't received any hamper. Or I don't know if they're waiting till after Christmas before they give their own hamper. That's a message from Anonymous in Mushing. Anonymous, thank you very much for your message. We've got more people with messages here. I work in Bankers Warehouse Limited. They don't give 13th month. No foodstuff. No salary review from year to year. Our management is too mean. That's a listener from Orile. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll keep having this conversation. Don't forget, Golden Penny giving away stuff on the other side of the news at 6. Don't go away. I'm asking you if your workplace pays 13th months. Year don't end, so may we talk waiting to happen for our place of work as year end. A lot of companies are rounding up their operations this week. They're going on some sort of break. And, you know, my big question is if some of these organizations that we work for, some of the businesses, the small and medium businesses we work for, what do they do for their staff at the end of the year? Some people give a full 13th month salary, like the supermarket where Nonye used to work at before. Some people give a like half of it or a quarter of it. Some people just give a bonus. Some people give you rice. Some people give you hamper. Some people give you foodstuff. Some companies don't do anything at all. Shingbind, you know, they do. And my next question is, do you think these end-of-year perks add to employee loyalty? As a worker, is it a deal-breaker for you if your office doesn't give 13th month or a bonus or rice or Christmas break? Because some offices, their own perk is, oh, you get Christmas break. Some offices, no Christmas break. In other places, there's Christmas break. Or are these things that you feel like, it's not a deal breaker. Take it or leave it. Nothing spoil. Where the work day, where it could be deal breaker for me. And then for those of you who run a business or who run an office, what effect have you noticed that these perks have on staff? Do they make the staff more likely to take their work seriously? Do they make the staff happier? I know that we don't put premium on happiness as Nigerians, but we really should, to be very honest with you. Does that happiness that they feel translate to increased loyalty on the job and seriousness about doing the job? Seriously, we need to have this conversation, because so many of you listening to this either own your own business or you're thinking about starting a business. It will be very good if those with concrete experience can tell us what works and what doesn't. So call me from Broad Street, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Call me from Balogun Street, 01465-7190. For women, 01465-7190. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us. Oh, that's unlucky. Call back if you can. Hello.
Auntie Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank from Ojalaba, the Vice President of ASPA.
Welcome.
Sandra, please, there is something I would like you to use this your sweet voice to address before you end the show.
Okay.
This is Christmas celebration.
Mm.
So many people will go and borrow money and travel just so that people will not say that they are not doing fine in Lagos.
Mm.
So address is for us. And again, over speeding. One of my driver was turning back yesterday. He thought about the accident that happened in Benin and the one that happened in the after the boat day.
Okay.
And it's all caused by over speeding. And some people will just be driving down, and some people will come, they will tell you how they leave Lagos by 5 o'clock before she starts there in their father's house. What is it for? Some people will go and be entering all these unauthorized cars. Bus is on the way. Some will call them and say, I need 2 or 3 people that will be talking to me to another. Some will say, I just need small money to buy fuel. And the situation of the country now is not good. Even the register company you go and enter, please let them know that even if you enter it, you have to snap the motor, including the plate number, and send to your people.
Hmm.
Let them know the company and the car, the particular car you enter. Are you hearing me, Alexandra?
I'm hearing you.
So if you use this your voice to address it, they will hear it. And if you go on the way, drive your own. Don't leave somebody that's over speeding. Where that person is going is not where you are going.
Okay, Frank, while what you're saying is very important, it's derailing the conversation that we're having.
I know. I just want to hit it. That is why I'm rushing it. So that before you close, you address it by your own. I'm not doing it on my own, sir.
I know. I'm just saying. But it will derail the conversation we're having.
I'm done with it.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah? Now, conversations like that we usually have on Checkpoint. So tune in on Monday, 4 p.m. Chukwudi will address that. We also have conversations like that on Community Report. So if you want to hear that kind of talk, Chukwudi Ezugu also addresses it. But thank you very much, Frank, for reminding people about it. But let's not derail the conversation. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hi, this is Lola Day.
This is Lola Day?
Yeah.
Okay, good to have you on the show. What happens where you work?
Okay. I won't mention the name of the company.
Okay, but turn the radio off.
Okay, I won't mention the company name where I work.
Okay.
They give us rice, about the rice.
Okay.
With 10 liters of, granite.
Nice.
And 1 carton of tomato ketchup.
Ah.
Salary will come in by today, before end of today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Then the 13th month, will come in by the end of this month.
Wow. Please, where do you work, my dear?
I don't need to mention.
But do you, what effect do you think this has on the employees of the place?
Well, this
increase the productivity of an employee. Though for some employees, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because I'm very sure most of these companies out there, when they find out that they are one of their competitors have this kind of employee that's very productive and all that, they use every form to entice them. Tell you, we'll give you 14 months, we'll give you 50 bags of rice and all that. But for some employees, but at least it's advisable for every firm, every company to, you know, show appreciation to their staff at the end of the year. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Lade. We appreciate it. Even though you're hoarding. Why are you hoarding in domain? Why are you hoarding the name of your organization? Tell us so that, you know, we'll find where enter inside it. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Sandra Ezekwesile.
That's right. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Noye. I want to win that recharge card from Noye. Have you somebody don't win now?
No, somebody never win now, but I don't believe so.
Yeah.
No.
Just take my number off air so that
I don't believe she wanted
she
a woman
to get in touch with me.
She said
then
woman. She said
what?
Woman named Nonye. Are you a woman?
Which one the woman? Say me Nonye now.
That's what she said now. Nah. She said Nonye.
Mama, she's not a good one. Let
me talk another. She talk. She said woman named Nonye.
They tell me say my own Nonye no follow for Nonye.
Your own no follow. Your own no follow. Your own no be original.
You know what makes this girl celebrate my contact, all right? It's all right, it's all right. Compliment.
Compliments to you.
Compliment.
As well.
This is Elvis from Allen Avenue. I just want, like, kind of observe that the chat came from Noye.
You try.
It's all right, man. If she's listening, you know, I don't know how to get in touch with her. Anyway. But one day I will just do one or two things for her. I appreciate she tried.
All right.
I would have loved to give my contact for you to give her.
Okay.
Or maybe if she can be able to send her details to us, you guys, to WhatsApp.
To give Nonye?
Yeah.
Okay. Does your number end in 830?
Yeah.
So there's a 6-9 in your number, then it ends in 830.
Yeah,
oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Mama, appreciate it. Compliment. Greetings to your family.
All right. Greetings to yours as well. Hold on. Let me take your number down before you go. Hold on. All right.
I'm with you.
All right. Now you can go. Thank you very much for calling, huh?
Cheers.
Cheers to you as well. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
It's Noye.
Noye. Oh. All right. Stay on the line. Let me give you this person's number. Okay?
No. I'm not Noye. This is about Naka Empire.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
So all of you want to
trick me. Compliment of the season.
Compliment of the season to you as well.
Okay, my dear. I own my own business, and I, at the end of the month like this, I always give the year. I always give my workers. Yeah, let me just say, if I'm paying them like 20,000 naira, I increase the money to like 30,000-35,000 naira.
Nice.
Yeah. Then I also for my clients too, because of my business I do. I sometimes give them extra of the product I sell.
What do you sell
to them?
What do you sell?
Okay, I'm into weight loss and flat tummy.
Okay.
And stretch mark. Yeah.
Okay. And you give them some of that extra.
Yeah.
I see.
Both sex toys.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, Sandra. Long guest time. How have been trying to call this line, no?
Oh, welcome. Oh, thank God you called.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Chinonye Agidi.
Chinonye. Chinonye, you want to take this money from Nonye?
No, Chinonye now. Chinonye, the short one is Nonye.
I know now. I'm saying, do you want this airtime from Nonye?
Yes, I want the airtime from Nonye, my blue line.
Okay, let's collect your number then. What's your number? Hold on. Don't say it. Hold on. All right, they're getting her number. Thank you very much for sending in, you know, your number to us. We've got a message here. You didn't leave your name, but you say that your company gave you rice and oil, but you're still waiting for salary. They normally pay on the 31st. So if you decide to pay on the 31st, that means I'll be cooking the rice on New Year. Okay. Thank you for sending a message in. I joined an organization September and December. And in December, I was given half bag of rice and 5 liters of groundnut oil. Augustine from Apapa with that message there. In my ministry, nothing like 13th month, so no food stuff either. That's Chike from Festac. So it'd be like, nah, it depends on the ministry where they work. Some get luck, some no get luck. All right. Please, how do I download the Nigeria Info app? I'm traveling to my village. I don't want to miss Nigeria Info. Well, just go to your app store. If you use Google, go to your Google Play Store. Sorry, if you use Android, go to your Google Play Store. If you use iPhone, go to your Play Store and search for Nigeria Info. Once you search for it, you see the app there with a yellow, white, and green color. It has NI written on it. Once you download it, and it doesn't take too much space, doesn't require that much data. Once you download it, that's it. You can just keep listening. As soon as you open the app, Seth, you start listening to Lagos. Then if you want, you can listen to Abuja, hear what they do there, or you can listen to Port Harcourt, hear what they do there. It's very easy. Just go to Play Store for Google, for Android, Google Play Store for Android phones, then play Apple Store for iPhone, and look for Nigeria Info. That's it. We've got someone who says they work at Casti Ventures. They're into POS and logistics. And he says, in our own little way, we give incentives to high-performing staff monthly. Our end-of-the-year package for staff include all staff's visit to the beach for party, all expense paid by the company, raw food distribution for all staff, end-of-year award prizes to staff that perform excellently. Our customers can testify to the little packages we started distributing since 20th of December. Yes, it's just POS. Okay. Yinka from Yaba with that message. Yinka, thank you so much for sharing with us. We've got an anonymous message here. Sandra, I'm addiction coach. I teach in different schools on weekly basis. Since I'm not a permanent staff to any school, no one is giving me anything on my salary. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I guess multiple streams of income, so you're better than most of us. We've got a message here from Dr. George who says, no, that message was from 3 p.m. I think it just entered now. Network has been so terrible lately. Have you noticed? Like, it's been so bad. I don't know what we did, though, but it's been so, so bad. Adebola says, this incentive is a morale booster for staff. If companies do it, they earn loyalty of the staff, and the staff are happier because they will feel appreciated. All right. Thank you for sending your message in. Let's talk to you now. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
This is Fola.
Hi. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, okay.
What happens where you work?
In fact, they keep increasing our end-of-the-year packages.
Nice. Okay.
In fact, we've gotten our December salary in the first week of this December. We are waiting for the 13th month by the end of this month.
Nice.
Then everyone spend and finish there.
Nice. Okay.
10 bag of rice, 2 chicken, 25 liters of oil. Then we had, end-of-the-year party.
Okay.
Expense paid for senior officers to do that.
I see. Where do you work? You want to tell us where you work? So come on.
Keko Tech.
Okay. What do you guys do?
It's an IT firm.
IT. You people have money. Please go away.
You can come and chop our money.
Please go. Go. Bye-bye.
I have money.
You can go. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 99.3. Hello.
Hi, President Sandra.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, thank you. My name is Ope. From my point of view, what we do is where I live, we have technicians, security men, cleaners, So my family and I, towards the end of year like this, just give them rice, oil, or whatever we can to make their Christmas better.
Oh, that's nice. So
they don't work for us directly, but because they work,
they make your lives easier.
Every day. So that's any little thing we can. And I'm sure the estate also gives them things
as well.
From our own little purse.
Oh, okay. All right. That's nice. That's very nice. That's very kind. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
It's Gloria.
Gloria, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I want to win on your service card.
Someone has won it already. Another Noye has won it already. 99.3. Your name is Gloria. Why do you want? Why does Gloria want to win on yes?
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Thanks for calling.
Fine. How are you doing?
Compliments, my brother.
Yes,
what happens where you work? What happens where you work?
My own. I would like to say it's a blessing or it's a bad story. Anyway, I was asked to go on the 6th of this month.
Okay.
For no reason. Best known to them.
Okay.
Yeah, do you believe that 3 days after I was asked to go, I got a half bag of fries from a friend. Then the second day, I got another half bag of fries from a friend. I was making two bags. So what I will do by tomorrow now, I will take one of the bags to my mom and give the other bag to my stepmother. So that's how I'm going to spend my own, that's my own Christmas, let me say, gift.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling and congratulations on the new job, huh? Congrats, you're better than a lot of people, Congrats, Jerry. 99.3, hello. Hello? Hello? All right, sorry about that. Well, I do hope that the people who are listening to the show who want to start their own businesses, own their own businesses, are listening to what other businesses do. And hopefully that, helps you decide what kind of boss you want to be. Do you want to be the kind of boss, the kind of business owner who, gives perks at the end of the year? Or do you, not care? Does it make a difference? Like you heard one of the callers say, depends on the staff. But I think, it's one of those nice things about, see where they walk, see what thing they do, it's pretty nice. I think it's pretty nice. We'll take one final call and then I'll bring you the news at 6. After the news at 6, we're going to play our golden penny game where we give 6 people a chance to win fantastic gift items, courtesy Golden Penny. 99.3, hello. 99.3, hello.
Sandra, one now good evening.
Albino, good evening. What happens where you work?
I'm a self-employed person.
Okay, do you have people you're employing?
I have to see where I belong.
Okay.
So I already shot the rice and the other thing.
Okay.
Then the other meeting, we bought cow.
Okay,
we're going to kill it on Friday. Everybody will go home with their box of meat and their.
Can I join your meeting? Because
come to military hospital to Yaba.
Where should I come?
Military hospital to Yaba.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling and thank you for having this conversation with me. I quite enjoyed it. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock we'll have yet another fantastic conversation as we count down to Christmas Day. Thankfully Christmas is on a Saturday and you're going to be home enjoying it with your family and the people you care about, and there's also Monday and Tuesday, so if you don't get time off at work until the new year, you at least get Monday and Tuesday to just chill at home and reconnect with your kids and your husbands and your wives and your books and your family members if you're traveling. You're very lucky. I have to be here. I have to work Monday and Tuesday as well, but I love it because there are some of you who will be here too and who will be keeping me company while I work on your number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info.